Welcome to this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM. Recapping District 9 football playoffs in the Class 5A sub-regional, the DuBois Beavers fell just short in the District 6, 8, and 9 sub-regional championship game last Friday night. Hollidaysburg escaped the Beavers' upset bid. 25-24 was the final. DuBois quarterback Trey Wingard completed 18 passes for 234 yards and one touchdown. Jackson Hensley was Wingard's favorite target once again. They connected 8 times for 191 yards. In the Class 4A sub-regional, for the first time in 16 years, Punxsutawney has claimed a District 9 football championship. The Chucks upended Clearfield 28-8 Friday in that sub-regional championship game for Districts 8 and 9. The Chucks' first opponent in the PIAA playoffs will be Oil City this Friday. They are the District 10 champs, and Punxy will play at Oil City Friday night at 7. In Class AAA, the District 9 champion Brockway Rovers getting ready to host Penn Cambria Friday night. Penn Cambria, the District 6 champs. The game will be played at Frank Verichetti Field in Brockway. The game will be presented live on Sunny 106 and TriCounty.tv. The pregame show at 6:30, kickoff time is 7 o'clock. In Class AA, District 9 Class 2A champion Carnes City is hosting the champs of District 10, Farrell, on Friday night. And in Class Single A, District 9 will settle the championship Friday night in Kane. Top-seeded Port Allegheny will battle Red Bank Valley for the honors. Shifting to soccer, in the PIAA soccer playoffs in Class 3A girls, Anna Corney netted all three DuBois goals Saturday as the Lady Beavers defeated Fox Chapel 3-1. And that was the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs, and the Lady Beavers made it all the way into the semifinal round of the state playoffs, but their run came to an end on Tuesday, losing to South Fayette 6-1. DuBois posted an impressive record of 19-3-1 this season, became only the fifth District 9 soccer team ever to make it within one game of the state championships. That's your local youth sports beat for this week on Connect FM.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.